This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with leaders in Slovenia Thursday. The U.S. top diplomat and other dignitaries will sign a joint declaration on 5G technology. Several European countries have signed agreements with the U.S. over the past year, pledging that 5G suppliers would not be subject to control by a foreign government without independent judicial review, which effectively excludes Chinese firms. Countries that have already taken part in that pledge include Poland, Estonia, and the Czech Republic. Pompeo's visit to Slovenia is the first by a U.S. Secretary of State since 2011. A new coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand is growing, just 2 days after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the city of Auckland on lockdown. Authorities say the number of cases has jumped from 4 to 13. All of them are connected to the family of four who tested positive for the virus, becoming the country's new locally transmitted cases. The first of new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 in 102 days. Prime Minister Ardern placed Auckland's 1.6 million people under a three-day lockdown on Tuesday. COVID-19 continues to affect the American sports industry. Another collegiate athletic conference, the Big East, is postponing its fall sports schedule due to the pandemic. The decision by the Big East comes a day after the Big Ten and the Pac-12 announced they were calling off all their fall sports competitions, including their lucrative schedule of American-style football games. These athletic conferences make up some of the best football programs in the country. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong media mogul and pro-democracy supporter Jimmy Lai spoke out Thursday, just a couple of days after being released from police custody on bail. Lai was arrested Monday with nine others for violating China's new national security law in Hong Kong. His Apple Daily newspaper was also raided by an estimated 200 police officers. Lai said via video link on Thursday morning that he had moments of doubt during his arrest, but he accepted prison as his destiny. He also said he leaned on his Catholic faith. Support for his company, Next Digital, has grown leaps and bounds since he was arrested. The company's share price more than doubled on Monday and rocketed five times again the next day to reach a six-year high. Apple Daily also printed about 500,000 more copies of Tuesday's paper than it normally does. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump on Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as smart, tenacious figure who will help him beat Donald Trump in November amid the pandemic, cratering economy and a national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first Black woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the, quote, meanest and most horrible, most disrespectful, and most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate. The United States military reported Wednesday, Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. The U.S. military's Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with a message saying that Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called the Wyla. According to tracking data, Wyla is a Liberian-flagged oil tanker and was currently anchored near a United Arab Emirates port. A U.S. official said the incident took place near the Strait of Hormuz. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.